The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Lifestyle and Entertainment. Journalists critical of their own companies cause headaches for news organizations. This spring, NBC News, The New York Times, and National Public Radio, or NPR, have each dealt with turmoil for essentially the same reason. Journalists taking the critical gaze they deployed to cover the world and turning it inward at their own employers. Journalism as a profession attracts people who are anti-authoritarian and who see themselves as truth-tellers. Many believe the way to make an organization better is by criticizing it, said Tom Rosensteel, co-author of The Elements of Journalism and a professor at the University of Maryland. NPR editor Yuri Berliner didn't receive much internal support for his complaints, but that actually reinforced his point. He said NPR had become too one-sided in promoting a liberal point of view, and that he went public with an essay in another news outlet when his concerns went unanswered by his superiors. NPR management says he is wrong, but Berliner quickly became a hero among conservatives who held the same belief. There are several reasons why many journalists are more apt now to go public, with complaints they may once have kept sharing with colleagues down at the corner bar. Among them is the likelihood that their outlet is owned by a faraway hedge fund instead of a local family, said Joel Kaplan, Associate Dean for Graduate Studies at Syracuse University's Newhouse Communication School, and a former Chicago Tribune reporter. A generational change also has emboldened many young journalists. In his own classroom, Kaplan sees more young journalists questioning traditional notions of objectivity that keep them from expressing opinions. Many believe they have the right to state their beliefs and support causes, he said. Now you have journalists that are advocates, Rosensteel said. That reflects something of a culture war that is happening inside of journalism. Some traditionalists, like former Washington Post editor Marty Baron, have despaired over some of these changes. Battles with young staff members over how they express their opinions over social media left him despondent, a factor in his eventual retirement. "Never have I felt more distant from my fellow journalists," he wrote about a staff meeting on the topic in his 2023 book, Collision of Power. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.